Ben Behlül'ü seviyorum.
Sana hayatımdaki en değerli varlığımı emanet ediyorum. Kızımı üzmeyeceğine dair Şerif'in üzerine söz verdim. Söz
verdim. For 30-year-old Cemile Kaptan, it's another day and the beginning of another TV soap opera. Like with so many episodes, it's about forbidden relationships. And for Kaptan and much of Turkey, these programs have become a central part of life.
I'm watching them because I cannot think about anything else. I cannot think about my problems. I cannot think about where Turkey is really going. I cannot think about politics. I cannot think about anything. But I'm just concentrated on that. I actually watch something every night, sometimes two. I know that they're stupid, especially these love stories and guys being with their uncles' wives and the cousins. And there's a guy who's sleeping with both sisters. And I'm happy with that because my brain is not working. It's actually a drug.
Through the small screen, Turkish television soap operas have a big influence at the dinner tables, boardrooms, and in parliament, where lawmakers reportedly sometimes leave the debating chamber to watch their favorite programs. TV8's chief, Haluk Şahin, says soap operas have become the lifeblood to more than 50 television channels in Turkey. He says sex sells best.
Once a series is successful, all the other channels start to imitate that particular storyline. There is this spiral of getting more and more risque in response to the need for larger audiences. The main thing that counts in this market is the ratings you get, and ratings mean money. Turkish advertising pie has been growing and now it's approaching $4 billion.
But not everyone is as enthusiastic. Turkey, although secular, is overwhelmingly Muslim and largely conservative. The ruling AK party has its roots in Islam, and its Minister for Family Affairs, Selma Aliya Kavaf, says these programs are out of control and are threatening the country's social fabric.
Bizim kültürümüzde aile kuşatıcı bir kurumdur. Değerler aktarımı çocuğun
Kavaz says it's important to protect and sustain the significance of families and their role in the transfer of values. She says certain TV programs have a harmful effect on the dignity of children and the family. There are ways of controlling the broadcasting of these programs, and she says the government is considering new ways to do so. Already, many soaps have been fined for their erotic content, but Kavas is taking a step further by creating a committee called the Adult Monitoring Board Against Obscenity. The board will have powers to ban specific episodes of soap operas if they violate the code protecting morality in the family. In their place, television channels would air programs that advocate family values. But TV8's Haluk Şahin says the minister is playing to her party supporters, and he doubts she would enforce the regulations.
There have been outcries of pornography or immorality in response to some of these scenes, but they have also been the scenes that attracted the greatest audience. So people complain, but they continue watching it.
Back at the home of Cemile Kaptan, after nearly 3 hours, the latest episode of her soap has finally finished. It was a good episode, she says, because the lead character finally seduced his brother's wife. Kaptan says banning these programs is unthinkable.
What would be the reaction? People would go just out of their minds because everybody is thinking like me. Why does everybody watch these things? They cannot ban them. They cannot ban them.
With a general election due in less than a year, many analysts say such optimism is well placed. They say with the ruling AK party facing a rejuvenated opposition, the last thing the party needs is outraged viewers, many of whom are its own parliamentary deputies. Dorian Jones for VOA News, Istanbul, Turkey.